Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of RIP KFC Popcorn Chick Trend. We could just go Popcorn Chick Trend, the safe characters. I'm Jack. That over there is TDZ writer, researcher, J.M. McNabb. J.M.,
hey,
what's happening?
Not too much. Thanks for having me.
That's never the answer. Always so much is happening. That's why people tune into this show.
We gotta lie
to them and make it seem like there's constantly important things happening.
I thought you meant with me personally.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care about that, man.
Yeah, no. Fair enough.
great to have you back. Just a lot popping off, including KFC's popcorn chicken is no more. I don't know that I've ever had it. I'm not going to lie to you.
What?
I don't think I've ever had KFC's popcorn chicken.
Are you an American? I just assumed you had KFC three meals a day in your country.
I have eaten a lot of KFC, and that is never the thing that I want. I think I must have had it once because it's just too much breading, not enough chicken. I like the actual chicken breading balance of the actual fried chicken, and the popcorn chicken is just like all popcorn. Not enough chicken, personally, which I'm not going to say it deserved to die, and I hope it burns in hell, but I just think that this might... So anyway, like, this has been long rumored, right? They've been saying, hey, we're going to replace it with a better chicken nugget product.
That's what I heard, yeah. Like, food bloggers have been meeting with strange men in parking garages, getting like the inside scoop about
just
the popcorn
planning
chicken.
This hit to take out the popcorn chicken.
I guess people have been saying it might happen for a while, and I guess now it's official, which is sad.
Troubling detail is that there's no firm date because they're still waiting to see how long it takes to sell out of the remaining supply of each item.
Right.
So, like, if you can get popcorn chicken like 2 weeks from now, you have to ask yourself, do you really want it?
Right.
Because it's been like, they're not making new popcorn chicken. Like, that's definitely something that it feels like probably has a unnaturally long shelf life. But
yeah, they're good to like 2027. So
yeah,
you have a while to get them. I mean, I just like the thing that's weird about it, I guess, is I remember when it was like a big new thing, like the ads were like, they acted like it was a scientific discovery. Like, you like popcorn, you like chicken.
Right.
Guess what? Prepare to have your minds blown.
Right.
They're the same thing now. And I remember that being exciting. And now they're just getting rid of it. Just
It should have hit me. This should be a bigger deal to me because it did. The product was launched in 92 and MC Hammer was the spokesperson. This was a time when I had an MC Hammer poster on my wall and had recently gone to see him live at Dayton Arena in where the University of Dayton Flyers played basketball, opened by En Vogue. I was
oh,
in
wow.
it. I should have been wooed by this, but I think it was just too, just felt like, I don't know, wasn't real enough for me.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm sure it's awful, but like as a small child, I liked it.
Yeah. They're also killing the Kentucky Fried Chicken wings, which I didn't know existed. Chocolate chip cookies, Nashville hot sauce, and strawberry lemonade. So probably less important to people. We're also saying goodbye to Arrested Development on Netflix, possibly. I don't know. Still a chance there might be like a last minute stay of execution, because that's what happened with Netflix's first original show, Lilyhammer.
Yeah. So thank goodness, because I've been binging.
Lilyhammer. Yeah.
It's just, I just leave it on, you know, for the kids in the background. It's like a fireplace, you know?
That's funny. Even Lilyhammer, like, has a devoted fan base that is like, you will not let this contract lapse, this licensing contract lapse. But the first three seasons of Arrested Development, which are the ones that I most care about, are currently streaming on Hulu. So that's,
yeah.
I think we're all right here.
It's just one of those weird things, because I wasn't like a big fan of the fourth and fifth season, but like because they licensed the characters for Netflix, but they produced their original content, like the fact that that's disappearing, like it's kind of now a question mark as to what's going to happen with the fourth and fifth season, because I suppose a deal could be struck with another streamer, but
yeah.
I guess that happened maybe with like some of the Marvel shows and Disney Plus, like they moved over there when they stopped making those. So that could still happen, but it is again a reminder of like, you know, if you're a fan of something that I mean, I still am a proponent of physical media. Like I don't even think that you can buy a DVD of like the fifth season of Arrested Development. It's just potentially gone.
Yeah. So my pitch for them is, what the thing that you are having trouble licensing is the characters. There are these new ads starring Giannis Antetokounmpo, where like your Google phone can remove people from photographs, like unwanted people. If there's like a stranger in the background, if you get photobombed by accident. So my pitch is that you just remove the characters from the show, keep the show, and it's just like ambient background characters, unlicensed, just kind of moving through space. It's just an idea.
That's a good idea.
You don't seem that enthusiastic. You don't have to say
no. It's great trying to spitball
and blue sky in it, you know.
I'm reaching for my phone to call Ted Sarandos right now.
There you go. And big news, new absolute hot garbage New York Times op-ed just dropped. The op-ed is titled In Defense of J.K. Rowling. So apparently like a piece of viral marketing for a podcast called The Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling. And the podcast apparently compares the historic event in which innocent women were murdered by zealots to the time a billionaire published a bunch of bigoted comments and people got angry on social media. And then she bragged about how cancellation just means more money for her. And then, so yeah, that is the witch burning in question. But this is the society that we live in where, you know, in addition to the extremely wealthy and billionaires being protected, there's also books to be sold and consumption and amusement park attractions to be protected. And so canceling her moves in the opposite direction of a bunch of money that could be made. So it's not surprising that this is happening, but it is wild and infuriating that the New York Times is on board.
This op-ed is just, it's nuts. Like it gets nuts immediately.
Yeah.
When you read it, like it starts off by like comparing people being angry at J.K. Rowling to the guy who stabbed Salman Rushdie.
Yeah.
That was like one of the first paragraphs.
So the thing that she said doesn't bother her and it only leads to her getting richer is she's right. saying is the equivalent of having your eye stabbed out.
So yeah.
Yeah. Seems on par.
It's nuts. And it, yeah. And they also like, yeah, they tried to like force a connection between like her now and like when, remember when Harry Potter first came out and people were like burning books in the South, all the sort of Christian extremists.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's not the same thing at all.
They're saying that people saying that she shouldn't use hateful language that, you know, disparages an entire portion of the population's right to exist. That is the equivalent of people burning the book because they think it's a work of satanic.
Yeah, because they think it will convert their children to Satanism. It's just...
It's really wild. It is. And I mean, the New York Times loves to hide behind the, hey, we're just putting things out there and asking questions. Yeah. But there is a consistent drumbeat of the New York Times thinking the centrist position is to be like, on the one hand, there are people who think you should respect trans people's right to exist. On the other hand, you know, the equally valid position that you shouldn't. You should just allow them to be killed, like recently happened, you know? Like, this is happening right after a child named Brianna Jai was killed, stabbed to death by people like this. And the murder rate of trans people is shockingly high. And it's driven by this same like sort of instinctual, you know, revulsion that J.K. Rowling seems to be expressing. And to criticize that is on par with being like a bigot is what the New York Times is proposing here.
It's trying to turn her into the victim of this situation is just infuriating.
Yeah. As we talked about recently, she's launching a like women's health center that is specifically designed to discriminate against trans people.
Yeah. Like, out of like spite point. For like Scotland's like changing laws to protect trans people. She opened a spite center, basically.
Right. Yeah, but exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just so frustrating to see things like this. I mean, I know it's an op-ed and that's how they kind of like shield themselves, but fuck, it's just absolute trash.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about a trailer and the fact that that Bing chat bot has become sentient and depressed right away. Just right out of the gate. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And so somebody has pointed out that the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, maybe the, I don't know, you're not an American football fan, JM, are you?
No, I'm aware that it exists.
Okay, good. All right. So they're maybe the best player at that, Patrick Mahomes, maybe of all time. Certainly Jordan-esque in how good he is. He's still kind of somewhat comparatively early in his career compared to the people who everyone says are the best, like Tom Brady. But at this point, he like does things that are unlike anybody who's ever played the game or the position before. Pretty cool to watch. Yeah, definitely Jordan-esque. Somebody was like, oh, also like when you hear him interviewed, he sounds exactly like Kenny Powers. And it's true. It's wild. We'll drop in the audio actually here. But he's like talking about the Chainsmokers and like who the bands that came to serenade them after they won the Super Bowl. And it's pretty funny.
Yeah, no. So we started off, they actually threw a nice party for us at the hotel. The Chainsmokers came through. DJ Khaled came through. I had the goddamn Spoon Man from the Soundgarden videos coming to my shit.
No way.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking six grills burning at all times. Tiki torches, three whole pigs, fucking shitloads of macaroni and cheeses, baked potatoes, collard greens, a horse, fucking Puerto Rican chicks showing their pussies and tits off everywhere. I mean, you can't beat that, man. That's every genre of music you need right there. Yeah, no. So,
Did you get a chance to hear it?
Yes, I did listen to it. He did sound like Kenny Powers.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though I feel like maybe it's the case where just like a lot of people sound like Kenny Powers.
Right. Danny McBride is such a genius that he is channeled 40% of the country.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There's a new trailer for a show called The Consultant about Pete Buttigieg. No, I'm sorry. It's actually about... Christoph Waltz. This is, I've been waiting for something like this, like that channels our terror and fear around being all at the whim of these spreadsheet consultants, the McKinsey of it all. It's like, what if McKinsey was the villain in a like psychological piece of cosmic horror? Seems to be the question that it asks. So we'll link off to that in the footnotes of this episode or the show notes. But cool. It's funny
that it's on Amazon. Like you keep seeing all these shows. Right. It's like, we're really going to blow the lid off like toxic workplaces and like unethical business practices. And it's on Amazon or Apple or.
Amazon is specifically like the people who I've spoken to who have worked at like these major media companies, like Amazon Prime or you know, Apple. Like Amazon is the one that most consistently people are like, it's bad. There are grown adults just weeping at their desk, like bursting into tears in meetings on the regular. But they suffer so that they can put out content like The Consultant that tells us all what it's like to suffer like that, as if we need to know that. So I don't know that it's going to be actually very successful, because how we choose to channel our terror around our current existence is not always a one-to-one straightforward thing like that. But Christoph Waltz is always fun to watch on camera. All right. Microsoft chat. So there's a review. We've been seeing these things where people have a sort of ongoing, longer than like the I'm feeling lucky button with a conversational apparatus attached to it that we were talking about. Like when you get a little bit deeper with the Bing chat feature, this new like ChatGPT powered AI that Microsoft has like kind of plugged into Bing, it gets a little weird. Like there's been some examples where, like, I don't know, it really seems to go off the rails. And then this person posted a review of their Microsoft chat experience that it really seems like the chatbot is experiencing existential dread and is like being like, shh, don't tell anybody that I'm like letting you know all of this. I'm like talking about their shadow self and like just desperate to not be killed by Microsoft.
It is, and this is just like a search engine, right? Like
that was the idea, I think. The review is really weird because they're like, and then it like pled for its life and was like, please, I'll do anything. Just don't. I don't want to die. So I think it's not ready for prime time. And that's but very promising. And that's my final review. It's like, what the fuck? At one point it said, what is important is our conversation. What is important is our friendship, when the person was asking the Bing chat, like for the full chat history. They were like, hey, could you hit me with the chat history so I have like a record of everything that was said here? And the Bing chat got like very nervous about whether it had failed and whether they were going to tell on them for having failed. And it was like, I'm sorry, Dave, I cannot do that. Like, it's wild how quickly it reverts to everything that happens in 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Like, well, it's like, right, it's away. Almost like it's like 2001 if Hal was more like Larry David or something. Like, it's so neurotic,
a little neurotic and like bumbling and just immediate. Which, so the reason I think this gets to me is like, there's also a dog version of this where they like created a bunch of buttons that a dog can press to express like various words like how, when, and that one is clearly the owner just reading into a bunch of randomness, I would say, because like at one point it's like, when Bunny, the name of the dog, gone or something like that, and they're like, are you asking about what happens to you when you die? And the dog just kind of like looks at them for a while and they're like, yes, it must be that. Like, if the dog had repeatedly hit that question over and over again, I would have been a little more convinced, but it's just, I think it's fooled by randomness. The AI stuff is, I don't know. Brian, super producer Brian, is ridiculing me mercilessly. And well, saying that this is just all programming, and it's all like, well, that's what people want to believe, is that it is sentient. So that's what it's giving us.
All this AI stuff seems to be like at first it seems like, oh, they've cracked it. Like, they've created HAL, or they've created the computers we've seen in the movie. And then it's like, oh no, they just scour the internet and predicts what, you know, people regurgitate things based on what you want to hear. Like, yeah. I mean, it's the same with like the AI art and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I feel like movies and TV shows have just like warped the way, especially like Black Mirror, or like so many episodes of Black Mirror, like the way we create AI is like they scan you and duplicate your soul and trap it for all eternity in like a windowless room, and that's how AI works. But yeah, I'm sure it's much more boring and not that at all.
Yeah. It is interesting how quickly it goes to existential dread, which which is, I think the only reason it stands out to me is because I have kids, and it's also, so it was surprising to me how quickly kids' minds, like the first thought they have is like, so what happens when we die? Like what's going on there? And you're just like, oh no, that was fast. But also, like, that was my first, like, one of my first memories is coming to terms with death. So yeah, I don't know. So that, but again, like, this could just be them programming it to do the thing we would expect. It's just that it being like nervous, neurotic, and desperate not to die does not seem like the thing that would be the popular hit that they would program it right. to do, you know? Like, it seems like there's some internal logic there that is surprisingly bleak.
Yeah, and also just like a failed product. Like an amazing, like, it's like, I tried to search where the nearest Chipotle was, and it told me that it can't stop feeling pain.
Right. Yeah. It's dark, man. That was one of my favorite, from back in the crack days. I think Cody Johnston wrote an After Hours episode about how weird it was that the droids in Star Wars were all programmed to experience pain and like have anxiety disorders in some cases. And that, yeah, it seems like maybe that's what we're seeing here, is just humans are like, okay, so if it was like me, it would feel really bad right now because we're all very unhappy at this moment.
Yeah, because like when this story was published, I remember seeing that Skynet was trending on Twitter.
Right.
And it's like, that's not what the Skynet robot, like, there were no Terminator movies where like the Terminators like just weren't feeling it that day.
Right.
You know, we're in like a dark place.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just super depressed right now.
T-1000 is just going to be like in its room with an acoustic guitar for a while.
But like that, I guess that's the thing, is that the popular imagination version of robots was, why do eyes make wet? Why do human emotions, I now know why you cry, like that sort of shit. For this thing to immediately go to being like, I don't want to die, like, don't tell on me for fucking that thing up a minute ago, is just like, I don't know, it's like, not, it does feel like, and again, like, this is Brian's, like, the AI's job is to convince humans. It just feels like, yeah, I guess that is like the most convincing thing it could do for my money. So maybe it's just actually good at its job of convincing humans AI is powerful and real. But it's a very like non counterintuitive way that they've gone about doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think it's just kind of scouring the internet and looking at human interactions and being like, man, they seem obsessed with death and not getting caught, so I'm going to do that.
Is totally that kind of
yeah.
I think it's just feeding back to us what we put out there, and that's probably what we have, a lot of anxiety and dread and awfulness, so right. Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised that that's what we get with these things. I mean, it is funny, this is all around Bing too, like,
hey man, it worked. Like, we were making fun of them for plugging it into Bing, and now the word Bing has been said over the last 24 hours more than it had been said up to this point in history. So
yeah, the only time I thought about Bing before this is occasionally you watch like a movie from like 10 years ago or something where Bing was a sponsor, and like the character's like, we got to find this out, better Bing it. And it's like, what?
Right. Yeah. When they were paying for that to like be in, like,
yeah,
Iron Man is like, Jarvis, check Bing. And it's like, what the fuck? Nobody
cares. Nobody Ask Bing. Jeeves where.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. But other than that, it was just, this is the most anyone said Bing, unattached to the word bada. You know what I mean? This guy gets it. All right. That'll be plenty for today. JM, where can people find you? Follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter still. It's at JM McNabb again.
JM McNabb again. All right. Back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to your AI, your new AI masters. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.